track 11 and our feature articles. This week we have two feature items for you. The first is about visually impaired swimmers. Double Paralympic gold medalist Melanie Barrett is hoping her world record-setting story of recently becoming the first blind woman to swim the English Channel will inspire a new wave of visually impaired swimmers. On the 10th of November, she's attending a junior swimming festival in Solihull, hosted by British Blind Sport and Swim England. After a few seconds, this will be followed by a recording from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. And in this piece, Chris Watson has captured the sounds of wild animals, particularly lions, in the Masai Mara National Park in Kenya. We hope you enjoy these contrasting pieces.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hi there. This is Amanda with an article brought to us on behalf of British Blind Sport. A double Paralympic gold medalist is hoping her world record-setting story of becoming the first blind woman to swim the English Channel will inspire a new wave of swimmers at an upcoming festival in Solihull. After Leamington Spa-based swimming teacher Melanie Barrett recently completed the grueling 21-mile swim from Dover to Caprine Beach in 12 hours and 20 minutes, beating the average swim time by nearly an hour, the 47-year-old is now turning her attention to making a splash at the Free British Blind Sport Junior Swim Festival, where children and teenagers will have the chance to meet Melanie. The event is organised by British Blind Sport in partnership with Swim England and is being held at Tudor Grange Leisure Centre in Solihull on Sunday, November 10th, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Melanie, who won Paralympic swimming gold medals at Atlanta 1996 and Sydney 2000, is set to share her medals with festival visitors while also passing on swimming tips to youngsters looking to enhance their skills and those having a go for the first time. Melanie was born with congenital toxoplasmosis, leaving her blind in her left eye and able to see close shapes and colours with her right, and eventually took up competitive swimming thanks to support from British Blind Sport. The upcoming swim festival in Solihull brings together blind and partially sighted young people aged 3 to 17 and is a mixture of competitive and fun swimming and also includes swimming and diving lessons from Swim England. The festival is a legacy of the See Sport Differently campaign that recently concluded and was a partnership between RNIB and British Blind Sport to get more blind and partially sighted people involved in sport and activity and feeling the benefits as participants or spectators. Melanie said, "Swimming the English Channel means more to me than my Paralympic medals, as it means I can come to community events such as this one and inspire other blind and partially sighted people to follow in my footsteps." It was at an event like this with British Blind Sport where it all started for me, and I want to be able to continue giving something back, as it changed my life. 2 years ago, when I started my preparations for the English Channel Challenge, I couldn't see anything at all in the water and had no way of communicating. But thanks to bone-conducting headphones, it meant I could swim underwater whilst being spoken to in order to guide me. It makes me sad that there are people with sight loss out there who may be missing out on engaging in any type of sport and the positive things that come with it, such as socialising and boosting confidence. Growing up with partial sight was lonely for me at times, but through my love of swimming I have made so many great friends, and I want other people to have those opportunities too. I'm really looking forward to attending Tudor Grange Leisure Centre on November the 10th. To tell my story, in the hope it will spur others on to take swimming up, either as a hobby or even competitively. 75% of people with a disability want to be more active, according to latest research from the Activity Alliance, a finding that British Blind Sport Chief Executive Elena McGregor is aiming to address. Elena added, "We know firsthand that sport has the power to change lives, which is why our overriding aim is to create equal opportunities of sporting access for those with sight loss. And our upcoming Junior Swim Festival in partnership with Swim England is one example of this." When Mel hands out medals to our participants on the 10th of November, we know they will come with tons of inspiration and encouragement to our young people that they can achieve their dreams.
Hi, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. This month I have a special recording for you. It is by Chris Watson, who is our current president. He is also one of the world's most acclaimed recordists, known for his work on the BBC. And this is a recording that he made in Kenya's Masai Mara in Africa. He tells you all about the different animals during the recording, and I really hope that you enjoy it because it is a cracker.
I always enjoy our online listening sessions curated by Axel Drioli. And at the end of last year, the subject was feeding. And it prompted me to listen back to a series of recordings I made 20 years ago when I was location sound recordist for a BBC television series called Big Cat Diary. A team of us would stay out in a tented camp in Kenya's Masai Mara for 8 or 9 weeks, filming the daily lives of 3 species of cat: leopards, cheetahs and lions. Several times I was on the lion crew, and we would be out from 5 a.m. until after sunset each day, observing the activity of a local lion pride which lived around the Musiara Marsh, and so became known as the Marsh Pride. I say activity, however, of course, lions are mostly nocturnal, so we would often spend hours throughout the heat of the day watching out for the lions, who quite sensibly were undercover in the shade, hidden away in dense areas of croton thicket. If the pride had not been disturbed by elephants or buffalo during the day, they would usually emerge before sunset. Of course, I was in a very privileged position. I was part of a film crew with permission and license to film and record out in the Mara after sunset. But for myself as sound recordist, these were the very best of times, as most of the animals out there were most vocal at night. The Marsh Pride consisted of a dominant male, 4 females, 3 juveniles, and 9 young cubs. And the first thing the cubs wanted to do when they emerged was play and then suckle. The low growling sounds on this track are from the females as they try to maintain order and corral the cubs. Wow. After an hour or so, the females would move off to hunt and leave the cubs with the juveniles. The male would follow the females at a respectful distance and not take part in the hunt. We'd also try to follow, but well behind in a Land Cruiser with no lights, but equipped with military-grade night vision, infrared optics and starlight cameras. Of course, my microphones worked perfectly well in the darkness. This night, the lionesses came across a large herd of wildebeest and singled out a likely-looking animal from the edge. They quickly seized that animal and suffocated it with a powerful throat hold. By now, the male had caught up and strolled into the action after all the work had been done to take control of the carcass. This, however, was a dangerous time because the sounds and scent of the kill had quickly attracted a clan of spotted hyenas who gathered in numbers to try and push the lions off their prey. Standoff and the feeding continued for several hours until the lions eventually gave way to the hyenas. By sunrise, there was very little left of the carcass, and the hyenas retreated back across the plains to their dens. This gave me the opportunity to fix a couple of personal mics to the ribs of the unfortunate wildebeest and wait for the lappet-faced vultures to descend and feed upon the remains. The recordings were made from the roof of a Toyota Land Cruiser. The vultures were recorded with a pair of Sony ECM55 personal mics and fixed onto a cable which was buried 30 metres back to our vehicle.
TNS Soundings.